you feel you guys did well against Cam on Sunday?
Statistically and really over, I thought we did well. When you look at some of the tape, I thought the guys played really hard and we made some plays, but at the end we still left a few out there.
Have you been giving any tips on perhaps what to expect for Revis?
You guys know him so well? No, we all communicate this and that, but really just me personally, I haven't.
I know you were one of Durrell's probably bigger advocates last year, and you spoke kind of highly on me when things were going really bad. Did you have an idea that you could still play at the end of that season after kind of the way it ended?
When I look back and everything, we go through the cut-ups, and at the end of the year, I would say yes. I think the guy is still a tremendous football player. Everything, his whole time here, everything we asked him to do, he tried to do. And in my mind, I think he still has some gas left in the tank.
I know the big conversation with him was that, and he actually brought it up himself, was that, you know, I might want to switch to safety. I might want to start thinking about that transition. Do you think that's probably where he's best suited would be at that safety, or you saw he can still play corner?
See, in my mind, I guess I thought I still think he can play corner. And that's really the only role I envisioned him at when he was here.
Coney Ealy has one sack so far, and I know sacks aren't everything, but that number's a little underwhelming after 11 games, isn't it?
Not necessarily, because, you know, like we said before, they come in bunches, and really I think our sack number has been kind of going up gradually for the last few weeks. And the thing is, sometimes you're not getting a sack to getting the ball out, but I think he might be leading the team in batted balls. There's different ways to affect the quarterback.
And isn't that a thing you do if you're not getting to the quarterback? You just put your arms up?
Not necessarily. Well, in quick game, the ball's coming out so fast, if that don't block you, you're still getting there. And the way we try to play, that we want to affect the quarterback, not necessarily always knocking him down. We want to get him off the spot. We want to get him out of rhythm. We want to affect him. The sack numbers are always great, but we just want to try to disrupt the quarterback.
How have you guys been practicing in terms of trying to finish? Because Coach Morton's been talking about we got to finish games. How have you guys been doing that?
You know, it's just really word of mouth. Really, practice hadn't changed. It's more or less just emphasis. The guys watch the tape. You know, a few of these games we've really been in it, and then it's a mistake here and a mistake there. My problem is it's a process to learn how to win. And things are happening to us at critical times. We're making critical mistakes that we can't make in this league to win games.
It seemed like Jordan Jenkins took that loss to heart. Offsides going. Did you talk to him after the game? You talked to him since just about?
No, we looked at it as a defense. We looked at it, the mistakes we made in the game, and we pointed it out. That's just one of those, kind of like you just said, the critical mistakes you can't make at that point in time. You can't make it, period. Yeah.
What was Mike Pinnell thinking on that point?
I don't know. I really don't. And that was the next, well, one of the other plays we talked about. But those are kind of the mistakes that we're making that we feel like holding us back, so we got to eliminate them.
What's causing those mistakes?
You know, it's just here, there, one letdown here, there, lack of concentration here, lack of this, there. You know, we just got to all be on the page down to the letter. Our margin of error, our margin for error is very minute.
Casey, has Tennessee approached you about their vacancy?
I really don't want to talk about Tennessee with all due respect. I'm just concentrating on Kansas City.
There was a published report they expressed interest in you. Is that true?
I have no idea. In all honesty, I've been concentrating on Kansas City.
So it's possible they've reached out to your agent.
I haven't talked to him, so I have no idea.
Would you be interested in the job?
I'm just interested in Kansas City. This is my alma mater. Right now, I'm interested in Kansas City.
Considering it's your alma mater, do you have any thoughts about what's transpired there?
I really hadn't. I'm just concentrating. We were just trying to get ready for Kansas City.
Do you think Bryce Young was treated fairly in the whole situation?
I really have no comment. I really don't know what to say. Right, wrong, or different.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.